If you want to feel beautiful, valued, esteemed, loved by God, then this mini devotion entitled God Created Us to Love Us is worth listening to. Think about God creating you from this perspective. God spoke everything into being, but He took the time to form Adam, the first man, like an artist would form something from clay with his hands, a very intimate forming. Then God took a piece of what He had formed Adam with and fashioned Eve into exactly who God wanted her to be. Something of great importance to God, but also to the man. Remind your men of that, ladies. I know some of you are thinking, yeah, I believe God created Eve, fashioned Eve beautifully, but not me. I don't feel beautiful. I don't think God fashioned me beautifully. Well, I know I can struggle with those feelings, but God's Word tells us He did. So let's go to God's Word and read for ourselves. One of my favorite passages is Psalm 139 because it gives me a boost on thinking of myself as beautiful, as wonderful. So let me read Psalm 139, 13 through 15 to you. For God doth form my inward parts. This is King David speaking. God doth weave me in my mother's womb. O God, I will give thanks to Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are Thy works, God, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from You, God, when You made me in secret. God made us wonderfully. Now that's the truth. But we doubt that. We need to let that fact sink into our hearts and minds. King David did. Kind of thinking of the same thing. God did create us specially, wonderfully, so that He would naturally love and adore us. I feel at times we think, oh gosh, God just got stuck with us, with me. I know I can think that. And since He is love and is loving, of course He would love me, because He feels sorry for me, I guess, I think. I don't care what we think or feel. God did not get stuck with us. We are not a mistake to God. He created us exactly the way He wanted us so that He would love us. I make mistakes and I have to live with them and make the best of them. God does not make mistakes, ladies. He's not like you and me. When He says you are wonderfully made, you are. When He says you are very good, beautiful to Him, you are. Zephaniah 3:17 talks about this type of love. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exalt over you with joy. You are joyful to him. He will be quiet in his love for you. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. When God sees you and me, his attitude is hip, hip, hooray. I love her. Pretty neat thought, isn't it, lady? So neat, it's kind of hard to believe, but it is true. Oh, ladies, God does love you. If you don't believe that, get into his word, and his word will tell you he does. Remember, he doesn't lie like us. Also, that's why I did this Bible study, so that you can know and understand God loves you.